This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and NATO have provided written responses to Moscow addressing Russia's renewed security demands. The move follows consultations with various European partners, as well as Ukraine, an effort aimed at heading off armed conflict. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan delivered the document in person Wednesday to Russia's foreign ministry. NATO sent its own responses to Russia separately. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters that the U.S. response includes the concerns of the United States and its allies about Russian actions that undermine security, as well as a principled and pragmatic evaluation of the concerns Russia has raised. He said the U.S. has also included proposals for areas where the countries may be able to find common ground. Moscow's security demands include a pause of NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The U.S. has dismissed those demands as non-starters and demanded that Russia pull back its forces from the border with Ukraine. It has offered dialogue with Moscow on issues including military exercises and transparency, as well as the placement of missiles. Russia offered a cautious initial response to the written proposals, saying only it will study the document. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters there is a growing sense of urgency, calling on Moscow to withdraw its forces from Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova, where they are deployed without these countries' consent. For more news, join us at voanews.com.